Mesechtas Kelayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Until now, the first three Perekim discussed Kelayim between different vegetables or grains. Now, for the next four Perekim, the Mishnahs will discuss the Alachas of Kelay Kerem, Kelayim in a vineyard, mixing other species with grapes. And the Kelay Kerem are more stringent than the other forms of Kelayim that we found before. And each one has its own different Halachas, whether it's individual plants or plants coming close to a vineyard, so on and so forth. The Mishnah begins here in the fourth parak discussing clearing a space within a vineyard to be able to plant something, a different species, in the middle of the vineyard. Mishnah Aleph. Karachas HaKerem. Karachas is literally a bald spot, and it means if you make a clearing, you clear out the grapevines in the middle of a kerem, a vineyard. How large of a space do you need in order to be able to plant something else, another species, in the middle? Beishame emrim esrim v'arba amis. Beishame says you need 24 amis. Beishel emrim sheish asir amis, you need a clearing of 16 amis. The Mishnah is later on in this Mishnah, and within the next Mishnah is going to come to explain more and give examples of these cases. I'm going to speak it out now. There's two things that need to be accomplished. One is that the measurements of the clearing over here, 24 amos according to Beishamai, 16 according to Beisel, the distance is necessary in order to cause enough of a space between the two halves of the vineyard that's being spaced, separated apart by this big clearing that's running through the field. And it needs to be big enough that it will separate the two halves of the vineyards to be considered two separate individual vineyards. That's first of all. Second of all, you need to leave enough space in the middle to have a field planted there that it's its own separate field, separate, and it has its own status as being a separate field of a different species, not within a vineyard. So that's one point. Another point is, as we're going to see later on in the Mishnayos here, when it comes to vineyards, there always was a requirement to have four amos of a empty space around the grapevines in order to for the workers to be able to harvest the grapevines. That was considered a part that was annexed automatically together with the vineyard, was four amos space alongside it in order to work with the vineyard. So in Beis Shammai's 24 amos space, it's really four amos next to each vineyard. That's four and four is eight, plus another 16 amos in the middle that he could plant up. And Beis Shammai holds 16 amos is really the size for two fields, since this field in the middle of this other species is being sandwiched between two other grapevine kramim vineyards. So he needs to have the status of two full fields within the middle of a different species. And Beis Shammai holds that it's 8 amos per field. The middle over here has 16 amos, with 4 amos on either side empty between the middle 16 and either vineyard on either side of it, and that's according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds that 16 amos total is needed, and he also requires 4 amos empty space on either side, which leaves 8 amos in the middle, because Beis Hillel holds the minimum size for a field is 4 amos, so the middle is 2 fields worth of 4 amos times 2 of this other species that's growing, that's sandwiched between the two grapevines. The Mishnah continues. This is when the first case we discussed was when that he wants to plant in the middle and there's going to be vineyard on either side of it. The Mishnah continues, Mechal HaKerem, if it's at the perimeter of the vineyard, so it's between the vineyard and a wall. So now he wants to clear a clearing to plant over there. This other species he's going to plant is not sandwiched on either side by vineyard. On one side vineyard, on the other side wall. So here, Beis Shammai Aimrim Sheish Asir Amos, you only need a clearing of 16 amos. Beis Hillel requires 12. And over here, again, there's going to be 4 amos on either side of this other species that you're planting. So 4 amos, it's going to be planted in the middle of this gap, of this empty space between the vineyard and the wall. There's going to be 4 amos between it and the wall, and 4 amos between it and the vineyard. And the middle space, which according to Beis Shammai is going to be 8 amos, that's the minimum size of a field. And according to Beis Hillel, it's going to be 4 amos, that's Beis Hillel's opinion of the minimum size of the field. That's the 16 and 12. Now the Mishnah comes to give examples. The Mishnah gives an example according to Beis Hillel. First in our Mishnah, it gives the example of the first case, and then in the next Mishnah, gives example of the second case. So let's see. The Ezu Karachas HaKerem. What is this clearing space in the middle of a karam that's surrounded on either side by vineyard. Karam shacharav mehemtzai. If you have a vineyard that you destroyed in the middle, you destroyed the grapevines in the middle to clear a space. Im ein sham sheisha se'ama. If you don't have 16 amas of empty space, which is Beis Hillel's shita of the first case in the Mishnah, lo yavi zera l'sham. If it's less than 16, then you can't plant in the middle. Hayusham sheisha se'ama. But if you have 16 amas space, then nice and low. Avedasa, you have to give the amount of space that it takes for the work of the vineyard on either side, which is 4 amas on either side. Bezerea samaiser, and then you can plant up with another species, the middle part, which is going to be 8 amas, which is 2 times 4, 2 times the minimum size field according to Beis Hillel, because you need 2 fields when it's sandwiched in the middle of 2 vineyards. Mishnah Beis is continuing the same theme. Ezehu Mechal HaKerem. What is the second case that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah? Mechal HaKerem, the perimeter of the vineyard. So the Mishnah says, Bein Kerem LeGadar, it's when he has an unplanted area between the Kerem, the vineyard, and a wall that surrounds the vineyard. So now he wants to plant in that empty space, and it's only going to be next to a vineyard on one side. Im Ein Sham Shtei Mesri Amma, if there's less than 12 Amma space there, this is Beis Hillel's opinion of the 12 amas, then layavi zera l'sham, he cannot bring any other plants to plant there. He can't plant any other species there. Hayusham shtei esrei amah. If it is 12 amas, then naisan l'avidasa, he has to leave a space of the vineyard's work area that's 4 amas on either side of this gap, 4 amas between the middle and the vineyard, and 4 amas between the middle and the wall. Vizerea samaiser, and he can plant up the middle part with other species, which is only going to be 4 amas in the middle. That's Beis Hillel's opinion of this minimum size of a field.